Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Maharal, Sefer Gvuras Hashem. We're on page Resh Yud Ches in the second volume of the Mechon Yerushalayim edition, Vayakam Moshe Vayoshion. And Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he saved them. Who did he save? He saved the Benos Yisro. Chazal say Melamed, Shmos Rabba, Aleph Lamed Beis, Sheyoshev Lehen Bedin. Omar, Derech Anoshim Dolim Anoshim Mashkos, V'kam Anoshim Dolos V'Anoshim Mashkim. Usually the way it is that men draw the water, take the water out, and women give it to drink. And here women are drawing out the water and men are giving to drink. It doesn't make sense. The Matnas Kuna writes, Derech Olam Anoshim Dolim Mayim Pneishim Loch Kveit. It's hard to draw the water. The water is heavy. And the women already take the prepared water and they give to drink, because women have less physical strength than men do. And here it was Lahefech, and therefore Vayoshian b'midas hadin v'amishpat, he saved them. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu saw an ivut hadin. He saw this obstruction of justice, that the women were dolos and the men were mashke, and he got up to prevent this. Diktiku razal, says the Maharal, b'milas vayokom delo havel mechter rak vayoshian. Should have just said it. He saved them. So Chazal were medayik in the word vayokom. So this is telling you that from din, Moshe Rabbeinu got up. So this Vayakam is the waking up, the coming up, the getting up, the arousal of judgment. In the Radal and Shmos Rabba, Aleph Lamed Bezos Mem Zayin, he notes the Abbas Rabbi Nassin Perek Chof, who say, Ba Moshe V'yashav Lehem B'din, Omer Lehem Minogu Shaloylam Anoshim Mamalim Minoshim Mashkos, Kam Minoshim Dolos V'anoshim Mashkim, Ivus Hadin Yeshkan. So he writes, so he says there's this obstruction, there's this twisting, this contorting of judgment. So the lashon is kedayin hamisorer lasos maisa kasher yireh be'enav ivus v'asheker. That's the lashon of the Maharal. So why doesn't he just say ke adam hamisorer vayakam, like a person who gets up? He got up. Why does he have to say like a judge? So it could be because the Asiyas Mishpat is not a person. You can't say a person gets up to do judgment, because man's job is not to do judgment. As the Maharal says in this, in the Gemilas Chasadim, in Siv Gemilas Chasadim, Perak Aleph, Kuf Mem Ches Amid Beis, Afu Pisha Adam, Oysem Mishpat V'Emes V'Yosher, Eina Mishpat Amidus Adam, Ki Evshe Shlo Yadam, Mishaker B'Mishpat B'Shgagal, Fikach Ein Midus HaMishpat Midus Adam, V'Lakach Ein Leimar B'Midus HaMishpat Shadam, Ahoy Leichach HaKadosh Baruch. You can't say man is going in God's ways by doing Mishpat. Mishpat is purely to God, because the mid of man is Chesed. And that's where Futner says famously in Maimer Mem Dalet, Os Ches and Shvuas, that the Maharal teaches us that the halachta bedrach of going in Hashem's way is only b'kav ha-chesed, ma'urach u'mafatote. It doesn't say ma Hashem shofet rishayim, you should also be shofet rishayim. That it doesn't say, because chesed is given over to everybody, says Rav Futner, me'etzem havayaso, and therefore it's for you, it's for us to do chesed. That's halicha bedrach of b'maisa ha-mishpat. It's not maser klal me'etzem havayato, from its very being. It's not given over to man, because it's only given over to God. Ki ha-mishpat le'elokim hu. U'ben adam ma'u shi'ishpat es ben adam l'chaveiro. Who are you to judge your friend? Re'u, ma'atem osim ki lo l'adam tishpatu ki l'ashem, it says in Yehoshaphat HaMelech says to the Shoftim, Divrei Yamim Beis. It says, elokim nitzav badas kel, bekerv elokim yishpat. So Mitzias Hashofet Ein Lamakum Kimataras Shlichus Shel Bala Mishpat Hashofet Kol Haaretz. That's the only way you're doing judgment. So you're doing it b'Shlichus Shel Hashem. So when you do Chesed, that's your nature. So there you have to be Mizdamet Hashem. Here it's not an Inyan of Mizdamus that you're being similar to Hashem. Here you're Hashem's Shliach. There's a difference. Shein Hashliach Osa Shlichus B'Toras Mizdamus. It's not like you're being, when the shliach does it, it's not to be similar, but it's to be his shliach. And therefore, the Ra'al writes, "Kedayin hamisoyer lasis maisa, like a dayan who gets up, because you can't say like a person, because it's not the meat of a person to do mishpat, and therefore it says vayakam, which is his oris hadin. He got up in judgment, and that shows the nefesh shleim of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ein yosher o mishpat rak benefesh ha-sichlis, the Maharal writes later on in Perek Samech Vav. Ki emes v'yosher benafsho. It's in his soul. So Moshe Rabbeinu has this honest soul, this holy soul, and therefore he can do mishpat. Vod kasher eno sedin u'pritzus ha-nefesh etzorech kol adam kasher dvar avla az nafshe mis'oir lasas din lekach kol dain tzorech shi'elo lev amitz chozak le'mishpat. But there is a baru shadin bar min is'oir ha-nefesh. So the nefesh is mis'oir to do mishpat, to right the wrongs of society, of the world. And that's the Maharal writes in the Teferes in Perek Yud Aleph that Moshe Rabbeinu's midah was midas ha-yosher, and therefore he went out, he sees the Ish Mitzri, Maka Ish Ivri, social justice, Oseh Din, and that's mitzad ha-yosher. And then the next day he sees Rosh Alam Esakere Echa Nachamo, this Din, this Yosher. O Diktiku Chazal B'milas Vayoshi'an Dabal Mikta Vayatzilan. I should have said Lashon Havatzala. Why is it Lashon of Yeshua, which is a less common Lashon in this context, saving people? Usually you say it's Witzilotam. If you would say in modern Hebrew, you wouldn't say Hoshiotam, you'd say Witzilotam. Back also in old Hebrew. So why does the Torah use the language of Ayatzi? The Torah say Vayoshian. The Benos Yisrael said, Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu. Eleki Lashon Shua Baal Shua Gdola Yoter Men Hatzala. Yeshua is greater than Hatzala. Says in the Medrash, Dvar Shel Gilei Arayos Bo Lasas Imaim, and Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he saved them. Vayoshian. It says, Na Tzaka Nara Vamorasa Vein Moshiela Malahan Gilei Arayos Avkan Gilei Arayos. So what's the Gilei Arayos? L'chor they were Pnuyos, they weren't Nesuos. So what Gilei Arayos is there in Pnuyos? So it says, Dvar Shel Gilei Arayos. It wasn't mamish gilei arayos. It was a shtickle gilei arayos. There was something wrong over here on a moral level. Maybe it was mitzat chomas, like the Rambam writes. Rambam writes breishis vav beis shebedora mabul. They would rape the pnuyos, and that's chomas because ben noach is mechuyev misa ala gezel min chaschinoch lamed heos chav beis v'dad ben noach hamanes isha afilu pnuyah mikom akom chayev misa mishum gezel chaynu berambam shkasim bnei zen ischay v'kol balei shchem harig bnei shchem gozal v'em rov v'yadu v'lo danu. So that's the chayev misa al gezel shchem, and they didn't judge him. Why should they judge him? What did he do wrong? The answer is gezel. But still, if you say it's chamas, it's gezel, that doesn't explain lashon of gilei arayos. What's the gilei arayos here? So that's the tshuva that he saved them. The Malbim says in Bamidbar Yotes, tshuva b'vnei duyaku tshuva gmura. That's interesting. Tshuva natzel, it's even more. We see a notion of tshuva gedola, but we don't see atzala gedola. Tshuva is greater than atzala. Dasar v'lazar v'nosher b'yaseh glili, says the Maharal, sh'ratu lasadam dover shel gilei arayos v'mizeh oshiyam v'hi tshuvas hanefesh. That's a saving of the soul, a salvation of the soul, because the sin relates to the soul. V'nefesh kisechta v'shama kol ola. Kol achoyte, says the Gur Aryeh in Bamidbar Perek Yitzaynos Dalet, choyte b'nafshav, v'nefesh kisechta. In Akdama to the Or Chodesh, Asher Chot Chetu Korei Sibud Nefesh Adam. L'chaper al nafsho seichem, it says. So the Maharal says in other places Gilui Arayos comes from the guf. Here he says it's from the nefesh. So as noted in the footnotes, the etzem ma'is is beguf, but then the pagam is then in the nefesh. The outcome is in the nefesh. So that's Radas Rabbi Benosh Rabbi Yosef Aglili was true of Megillah Arayos. Radas Rabban and true is haguf. Shishlicho osam arayim lemayim voshi osam. They threw him in the water and he saved. Moshe Rabbeinu saved them. Kizenek otshua lo shi osam en amisa. And that's the tshua that he saved them from death. So either saved them from death or forgive our rayas. So the Maharal here writes a big chiddush when he says that v'huchuas hanefesh shelo yavo alav chait, that if there would have been Gilui Arayos done with the Benos Yisrael, it would have been pogam their nefesh, even though the mice is done by Onis Gamor. Umizehu shiom v'huchuas nefesh, he's saving their soul even though it's Onis Gamor. So you could say that a maisa that's done bonus gamor is not an aveira, and therefore there's no pagam lenefesh. So that's a big discussion in the Achronim. What happens if you eat, for example, food that's usher to eat, but one is doing it al pidin? He's muchrach. Is it metamte mislibo? So the morale here it emerges that it is, even though they would have been nasos, it would have still been metamte them. Would have still caused them a pagam. Even though there would have been anusos gemuros, and so hold many achronim, the Ramami Pano and the Kanfayon Chelik Beis Kufir Aleph. He says somebody who's nenas lechol machal iser, it's pagim nafsho. So the Shla, the Taz, Yeridea pei Aleph sifkat nyed beis. After makom shel pikuach nefesh, the Michael still mazik the goof. So to the Meshech Chachma. Dvarim vav yir aleph, ha'ocha machal sasus b'shas mulchama shutri lechatchila, but the machal is still metamtem is gufo. So in the hamik davar, dvarim vav yud, orchas yoshe simen yud gimel, even onas ha'aveira is metamtem libushal adam. So you have to say, according to all these Rabbi Seinus, all of our teachers, like the Pnei Yoshua says in Shabbos Samaches, Haybev shaloimer the tinok shenish b'chayiv b'karben afal gav donis rachmana patcher. I had to go and miso malchus umaman. I will karben after the chayiv the kapar miyaboy. So you could say that a tinok shenish b'z chayiv and a karben, even though onis rachmana patcher, that's like miso malchus and mammon. But a karben, it could be that the tinok shenish b'z chayiv, he's not chayiv to be punished, but a karben yes, because he still needs a kapar even though he's ones, because an ones is not a bar onshim, but he still did a ma'ase iser. The Chasam Sofer and Ksubas Kufu Amud Beis is mechalek between Achilas Isser and Be'ilas Isser. His Achilas Isser is metamtem the lev, Mashenkin Be'ilas Isser. So is Mashman the Ramon or Achayim Simen Shim Chofches. Somebody, if they want to be Ma'anis and Lavo Aveir and Mechal of us a Shabbos Kedei Latzilo, the Mishnah Berurah says, they Norman Lodim Lachateb Shishiska Chavercha. So if somebody's going to force him to do an aveira, you're not mechal Shabbos latzilo, because we don't say you should sin to save your friend. Now, if a mice that was done bonus isn't pogam, what do you mean b'shil sheyizka chavercha? B'lav hachi, your friend isn't going to be nizok. The answer is no. It is a schus for the friend, because even to do an aveira, bonus is still an aveira, but not everybody holds this way. Rabbi Kiveger in the Jewish V'chidish is mistapik. If a siyas aveira bonus is pater me'onshin, Is it still called a ma'isa aveira or not? We know that if it does, somebody does an aveira ba'onis, he's not pater me'onish, but is it called a ma'isa aveira? The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvayiros Chof Aleph writes that those asurim that you're not yotze mitan mitzvah bo ba'aveira, like ochal matzah, ma'isa sheni v'chadoyme, if he was choyle, sheyesh bo sakona, he's yotze dechovas matzah. Because it's not an aveira, it's a mitzvah. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's a choyle sheyesh bo sakona. That mitzvah bo ba'aveira lo shayich. Came the lack aveira. There's no aveira, and so too is the opinion of the Maharit Al Gazi, Bechoris Perek Chesof Samachay, Daruch Laner and Sukkah Lamed Amar Aleph, the Shoot Rav Pe'olim, Chelek Dalid, and the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe, this vast Bekiyas and Divrei Yatsiv Chelek Beis Reis Samech, discusses all the, gathers the opinions together. Somebody who has to eat a Tshreifal, Spikoch Nefesh, is the Achila Mazik. However, Medivrei Amaral, Shelefaneinu, it's Muchach, that there is a Pagam of Chet, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu saved them from this Pagam. And in the Ksaviyat of the Maral in page Shin Sadi Ches Amar Aleph, he explains that Be'emes and this Nekud is the Machlokes, this Nekud is the Machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeinu Ben Osher B'Yosef Aglili. Like he writes, Rabbanan she'eshlichu l'mayim v'lo davar shel gila, writes v'eshgila sayin tzatshua g'lam gamrei k'yonet zrach man apatshe. The rabbi said, you know why he had the Yeshua has to be from being thrown into the water? Because gila rais is in Yeshua, because they didn't do an Aveira. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, the other opinion holds, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds, no! That it is an Aveira, even though it's bonus. Now, in the Gemara in Megillah, Tazvav Amid Beis, it says, Amar Reb Levi, when Esther got to the Beis Hatzlamim, the Shechina left her. She said, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani, Shemat Adana Shege, Kemezeb Al-Oinis Karatz, and Rashi's Afbi, Sheni Ba'ilav, Melai, Oinisu, it's still Onis. So, and if there's a pagam and a kilkul benefesh, gamim gila arayos nasa bonas, so why should she say shemata dana alonis karatzin? Sof, there's a maisa avera, there's a pagam benefesh. So that should be enough that for a siluk hashchina, that the shchina should go away. So what's Esther's taina? So it seems that she's saying that there's no pagam at all. So it could be there is a pagam, just not enough to be masalik the shchina. Because she didn't intend to do anything wrong, it's still onus. Anyway, that's a very interesting discussion. V'kasuv zeh, continues the Maharal. So what was Machriya Chazal to explain that Moshe saved Benos Yisro, Megillah, Arayos, and Misa, and it wasn't enough to save Pshuto Shel Mikra, he just saved them, Lahashkos Yitzsonam. Vayavoa Aron, Vayagarshim, Vayakam Moshe, Vayoshin, Vayashkos Yitzsonam. So what's the Achriach? Continues Rabbeinu, Afal Gav, She'ata in Chiddush Kol Kach, She'a Moshe Benu, Olav HaShalom, Moshe Yosam. In other words, not only are Chazal not keep Pshuto Shel Mikra, but there's a difficulty. Because as I explained, the Moshe Rabbeinu saved the Benos Yisro, Megillah, Arayos, and Misa, and they l'chora made this Maisa that Moshe Rabbeinu was saving them from death or from Gila Arayos, which is very chamor, and then he had to save them. It would have been a bigger chiddush l'chora if he would have saved them the lo hechrech, that would have showed more of the milas Moshe. He just saved them. Stam, they were chepering them. They were bothering them. The men were bothering the Benos Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu came and saved them. No. It's much more than that. He saved them from Misa. So that's Pshita. Obviously, every upright individual will save somebody who thinks they're going to die, they're going to be raped. So it would have been better if we just would have left it at Pshuto Shel Mikra L'chora. Then Moshe Rabbeinu saved them just from the regular, from being bothered by the Rohan. Shkvar Mayrul Chosh Kol Inyan Shai L'Moshe En Roy Shia Dover Mikre. By Moshe Rabbeinu there can't be Mikre. Because if there was mikra, then the gula is also mikra. He didn't have to. He wasn't obligated. Shev Shem Lahashkos Achar Aroim. So they could have just waited until the Roim finished these guys finished their business, and then they could have come in and given their own tzon to drink. Like he says in Perek Yotes, the beginning, that it's roi, that it should be be'achreach. Achreach is mechuyav, as opposed to mikre. Big yisod of the Maharal. Like the Maharal says elsewhere about Torah Moshe. When you say that Reuven was in this house, so it could be he was in the house, it could be he wasn't. It happened to be that he was. That's b'mikra. But Torah Emes is a muchrach. It has to be. The Golus, it wasn't b'mikra. Anus al pi adibur, it had to be. So if you say that it's Gilei Arayos, it's Shfichus Domim, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to save them. That's a chreach. And why would Moshe have to save them? So, Rav Chaim Halevi writes in his Chiddushim al Rambam that it's a chova to save a ben Noach. Menachas Chinuch is mistapik and reish tzadi vavos. Hey, im kishem shiyisrael aro adam rodef acher yisrael acher lahargo. That he have to kill the rodef is the same din as a ben Noach. Shekoy aro goy rodef acher goy is he chayev lahargo. So he says, mitzvah v'chova b'vaday she'en, ach zeboru de mitzvah leka gabi ben Noach l'arag ha-rodef. It's only learned for Jews, l'samad al-dam riecha, but b'nei Noach, they don't have these psukim. But Reb Chaim says, in his Chedushim v'chus rotzech, perak aleph halacha tes, that it's a chova. The Alfinani writes, din rodef, mikra de shofich dama adam, v'adam dama yishofich. So it's a din, also b'nei Noach. Parash ezu ala nemra l'noach, it's a gzeres ha-kosuv, to be matzil. Included in dinim, and therefore the same would also apply to Gilei Arayos. You also have to save, just like there's a din rodef when one is rodef after another larog, there's also a din rodef when one is rodef after another for Gilei Arayos. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was muchrach to save them. So this whole mahalach was muchrach, and therefore the whole gula was muchrach. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't just do things b'mikra. And then the Maharal says, a chiddush ladina, what's the difference between then Reb Eliezer, who says that the tshuah was from Gilei Arayos, and the Rabbanon, that it was Hatzalas Chaim, because they're both trying, they want this to be as muchrach as possible. So, what their machlokas is, what's more muchrach? What does he have to say? When does he have to save them more? What's more necessary? To save from Gilei Arayos or from death? Rabbi Eliezer says from Gilei Arayos, that's the biggest tshua, tshuas hanefesh. And Rabbanan say, saving their body, saving them from being killed. And there's a chiluk bedin. It's an afkamina ladina. Das Rabbi Eliezer. You see one person running after somebody to kill them, and somebody else running after somebody to rape them for Gilei Arayos. Since Rabbi Eliezer holds that the biggest tshuva is from Gilei Arayos, you have to save the person who's going to be raped. And according to the Rabbanan, you have to save the person who's going to be killed. Because that's a bigger yeshua. Svasemis discusses this question in Yuma Pei Beis Amid Beis. Doesn't bring the Maharal. And he writes, Achen yesh lachkor baro echad roidef achar chaver lahargo vechad roidef achar na amuras lemi atzil. So one person's running after his friend to kill him, and one person's running after the na amuras to rape her. V'nirad the yatzil sanefesh, you should save the nefesh. V'tam kshatzil sanefesh yarak nefesh achas avuda. Nefesh haroidef aver nasis al idei aboel. Avuk shatzil anari abez nefesh asavudas. Hanirtzach v'aboel. Yegam ken aver shel hariga. So when you save the nefesh, so only one person is going to be lost, the rodef. They're going to be two nefashos avudas. The Nirtzach and the Boel. And there's also going to be an Avera of Hariga. So when he saves the person who's going to be killed, Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him. So then the only person who's going to be killed is Reuven. And then there's going to be, since he's busy with Reuven, then the man who's running after the girl to rape her, so she's going to be raped, but only one person's going to be killed. But if he saves the girl from the rape, there are going to be two people killed. There's going to be the Boel, the guy who was running after to rape her, and then somebody else in the meantime is going to be killed, because Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him. So there are going to be two people killed, and there's also going to be an Avera of Hariga. He's killing the Boel. I don't know why this is called an Avera. Akolpanim, the Sfasemis is Machria, that you should save the, when Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him, and Levi is running after Chana to rape her. So you should kill Reuven to prevent him from killing Shimon, and then only Reuven will die. But if you get Levi, stop him from raping, you kill him, then in the meantime, Shimon's going to be killed, Levi's going to be killed. Two people dead. It's better one than two. Nahar Tzvi ala Torah in Parshas Kedoshim, he brings the suffix of the Sfaxemes, and he's poshet in the name of Rav Klams, that we should be matzil the Naram Urasa first. Because it's muchach from Tosin Lamedalad Amid Beis and Yuma that if you learn A from B, so there's a kadima for din B. Yesh kadima ledavra hamalamed ala davra nilmad. Niflameod ayin sham betosis Yuma Lamedalad Amid Beis. And the gabi din rodef. It says man amarasi nitan latzila benafsha rotzech nitan latzila benafsha. So the source of the limud is Naar Murasa. So therefore, the Malamed, the Naar Murasa, that's going to come first. And this is discussed in other sources as well, in the Cheshuk Echemeti Yuma Pei Beis Amud Aleph. And in the Sefer Vidarashta V'chakarta, Parashas Kedoshim Pei Tshin Pei Hei Amud Aleph, so, for our purposes, we see that it's a machlokas tana. It's a machlokas in the medrash. Rabbi Eliezer will say, "Save from the Gilei Arayos," and the Rabbanan will say, "To save from the Ritzicha." The Maharal here says, "Das Reb Eliezerim Echad Rodef Achach Erva Echad Rodef Larov Yochel Hatzil Lech V'Noshnayim." Das Reb Eliezer called him Hatzil Men Arodef Achar Erva. So he says, first save the Rodef Achar Erva, because Chuas Hanefesh is a bigger Chua, as opposed to Chuas HaGuf. And therefore you have to prevent the Gilei Arayos before you prevent the Shvichus Damim. In the Gvuras Hashem, Otzelas Machon Maharal, he writes, what about Yael? Harias Yeramid Beis, Gedol Averu Lishma, Mitzvah Shalol Lishma, Tevorach Min Hashim Me'el, Eishas Chever Akeni, Min Hashim Bol Tevorach. And Esther, who went to be Nivelas Baratzon, so they were Nivel B'da'a Midask, De'lahatzel Na'am Nefashis Mi'Yisrael. So what did they do? Esther and Yael were machnas themselves l'gilei arayos in order to be matzil nefashos. So you see, better save lives than gilei arayos. So how does Rabbi Eliezer argue with that? So the answer is, they're saving Kol Yisrael. That isn't even an Aveira. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we learned Big Yisodos and Pshat and the Psukim and Halacha and in the Machshav of the Geula that has to be Achrechi. And obviously there's so much more to learn. B'siyata D'shmaya will be Zochel Hamshich Lomod Ulamid Lishma V'las L'Kayim is called the Vesam Terasa V'Yahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom Shalom Svidis and most beloved friends.